The crucifix. It hung from his neck in a kind and devastating way, hidden under his shirt and apron, waitstaff, uniform, then blazer, when he finally found a good desk job. Walking through the living room after work, he'd slowly loosen the knot of his tie, teasing it with his fingers, and unbuttoning that top button every man must hate so much. From there, it took him only seconds until the cotton trail behind his back, shirt fully undone, allowing me to notice the tense drops of sweat which ran down from his armpits, the stains forming delicate rings around his sleeves. And when he sat down on the couch to rest his head back, Adam's apple sharply gleaming, palms left open on his thighs, I'd stare at that gold crucifix, which sank so low, our Jesus buried deep inside his chest hair, closer to my father than I ever got, and claiming the best part.